Hi, this is Mike Kelly. When I'm looking to send flowers to a loved one for a birthday, anniversary, or that special occasion, I call my friends at Walter Knoll Florists. Walter Knoll is family-owned and operated and offers custom designs by expert designers, a huge inventory and selection that only the largest florist can offer, with quality and care that no grocery store florist can meet. They have several locations in the St. Louis metro area to serve you. Order online today at WKF.com. Walter Knoll Florists, your personal florist since 1883.
Forklifts. Not as sexy as a new hot-looking car, but if you need one, you need one. So what do you do? Head to locally owned and operated AD Lift Truck for forklift sales, service, rentals, and parts. In fact, during the AD Lift Truck open house on Friday, November 1st from 11 till 1, you can see the forklifts and meet the manufacturers, enjoy a free lunch, and possibly even win a door prize. See the new line of Heli forklifts and more at AD Lift Truck, 5434 Natural Bridge Avenue in St. Louis. For more, go to adlifttruck.com.
Realtors have expertise in land development and management, retail, industrial, office, and investment properties. They have the experience, knowledge, and savvy to help you achieve your business and investment real estate goals. Realtors also have the power of the National Association of Realtors behind them, working with legislators and regulators to support the key role commercial real estate plays in our national economy. Ask for a professional who understands your commercial business. Ask for a Realtor. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
See Broadway Ford Truck Centers for all of your commercial truck needs. They also have all the parts you would need and a great service department. See them at BroadwayTruck.com or at their location just off of Broadway.
It's an inspiring story set both on and off the battlefield that gave hope to a changing America. It's soaring and inventive. It's the Repertory Theater's production of Fly at the Loretto Hilton Center for the Performing Arts, October 16th through November 10th. And you can win pairs of tickets right here on the Big 550 KTRS. All you have to do is register at KTRS.com or text the REP to 84126. And it could be you and a friend at the Loretto Hilton Center to see the Repertory Theater's production of Fly from the Big 550 KTRS.
And we're full of chit, and we think you'll get lots of
magic, flying, everything I think that children and wonderment and magic, what it's all about.
And then we went home.
Was that James Earl Jones?
Yes.
And then we went home. I always confuse Michael Jackson with James Earl Jones. Their voices were so similar. Now, see, no, the people who didn't listen yesterday don't know what's so funny. What's so funny is we found out yesterday, Peon had this childhood obsession with Michael Jackson. And interestingly, Michael Jackson had an obsession with children.
Yes.
So there you go.
Perfect match.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the October 9th edition of Opinions Playhouse, brought to you by a couple of not only nice guys, but guys who really know what they're doing when it comes to financial advice, Mark Reardon and Jason Becker with Stifel Nicolaus. Mark Reardon was supposed to come in here this week. I need to call him and go, hey, man, what up? See how hip I am?
Yeah.
What up?
Yeah.
What up?
Hey!
Well, what do you say I introduce you to a couple of people here in the room with me? First of all, the man at the controls, Eon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are, of course, financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus. And with costs going up, you need to have a strategy in place
sure
to
do.
Give yourself a pay raise. And Mark and Jason can help you achieve that. For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello to the chicks.
Dan Strauss is in the house with his Trouser Mouse. That's the Trouser Mouse coming out right now. Dan, how's it going?
Great. Hi, everybody. How is it going?
Hell.
Yeah, I had a... I don't know what happened there. Something. I was taken over by a demon or something. Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
You are so kind, Dan.
Well, I don't think kids want that. Your business.
Oh, Rat Boy says he's all ready for Halloween. Ready to go for the kids to come to the door. Every kid gets a piece of what?
Cheese.
Not very exciting when you're a kid.
Well, it's better than last year. He ladled nacho cheese.
Cheese. The string cheese is pretty good.
Yeah, I bet some people give that away.
Yeah. Whatever you want to do, Red Boy. It's your house, your business, your neighbors. I'll tell you what, if I could, I'd give every kid that came to the door a CD of these guys, Bruce Limprist and the All-Boy Orchestra.
But yeah. Look who's conducting them today.
And yes, at the baton, Steve the conductor.
Yes, Steve.
He showed up again.
He's getting back to his old regular schedule.
Yeah.
Coming in here. And the orchestra sounds better. You have to have a pretty good ear to hear it, but they're better. And Steve is here. We're brought to you by Mark and Jason, Mark Reardon and Jason Becker. A big part of what they do is they meet with people who have money to roll over. If you leave a company and you had a 401k, I never hear the term pension and profit sharing anymore. Has that been replaced with 401k?
Remember,
you used to get a job and they go, you have pension and profit sharing?
Yeah.
I don't hear those terms anymore, but hey, I'm not in that business. They are. But you have to... You have to move that money. You have to roll it over into something else, or you lose. There's a penalty, and you lose money. And there's a specific amount of period of time you have to do it, 18 months or whatever it is. Don't take me at my word on that because I don't know. But I know that if you don't do it in that window, you get penalized and you lose. And the whole point of that money was to earn money, not to turn around and throw money away because you didn't do something in a timely manner. Then there's the question of what do you roll it over into? Yeah, look, I don't know a Roth IRA from any other IRA. I don't know what's out there. I barely know what a mutual fund is. And every day on the news when I hear S&P 500, Dow Jones, I'm still kind of lost in that stuff. That's why you have people like Mark Reardon and Jason Becker and companies like Stiefel Nicholas, because they do know what it means. And then once they get to know you and ask you a few questions, they're going to give you their best advice as to what you would be comfortable with. And there are a lot of factors. How old are you? That's a pretty big factor. Are you in your 30s? Are you in your 60s? That's a pretty important thing to know. There's certain things that you need to stay in for a while before you can really reap the benefits. You don't have that kind of time, then there are other products out there. There are thousands of ways to go. But it starts with you calling them for a meeting, which will cost you nothing. MarkandJason.com. That's the website. Go there, take a look, get the number, set up a meeting. If you already have a financial advisor, so what? You may very well decide you found somebody better in Mark and Jason. MarkandJason.com. I had a fluorescent light fixture at my house that went out when my daughter was here visiting. And, of course, she's called, Dad, the light doesn't work. And I go up and I flip the wall switch, and sure enough, all four fluorescent tubes gone. Like an idiot, I go to Lowe's and buy four new fluorescent bulbs. Now, I knew better than that because all of them don't go out at the same time. But I don't know what I was thinking. So I buy four new bulbs, put them in, turn the switch on, nothing.
Yeah.
You know what a ballast is?
No.
Good, you're right with me. I knew the word ballast. That's all I knew.
Ballast dental care.
No, ballast.
That. Oh.
Yeah. Close. So I figured, well, I'm not going to get up and pull these ballasts out and go replace. I'm not going to do that. So I had an electrician come out to the house today. Now, I didn't know. It's weird. I realized that I didn't have an electrician in my contact list on my phone. I've got a plumber in there that I use. I've got All-American Masonry, the tuck pointing guy. But I didn't have an electrician. So I called Tom Price because, hey, he's in the kitchen and bath remodeling business. He deals with people. He says, I'll get somebody out there to do it. And this morning out comes Mike and Steve Mantilla, Target Electric. Target's the name of the electric. They're electricians. It's a small, small family business. It's essentially Steve Mantilla. Mike is pretty much retired these days. Never met him, didn't know anything about him. They came out this morning like they said they would right at 9 o'clock, went upstairs, looked at the thing, replaced the ballots, I flipped the switch, boom, all the fluorescent tubes are on. The reason I mention them is every once in a while when I stumble on a really good business and somebody that I like and that I like the way they work, they don't have to be big, just good. I really, and you know what? Guess what's in my phone now? Target Electric. Next time I have an electrical problem, I'll call them. I'm not doing this for free electrical work. I'm just doing it because every once in a while I'm glad to promote somebody. But I must tell you this. They service the South County area. The only reason they came out to my house, because they don't work that territory, was because they were doing it at the request of Tom Price. And I appreciate that. They're South County. So if you're in South County, you need an electrician, Target Electric. There you go. Thought I'd pass that along. Steve Mantilla, Daddy Mike, who retired but said he got bored being retired. So on some of the small jobs, he just like rides along with his son. There's a columnist for the Post-Dispatch, the STL Today Online. I don't know. I think she's just with the Post. I don't think it's syndicated. It's just locally. But here's the thing. There was a question in the on the Post website. Which television show best describes your family? And then they wanted you online to take the poll. First of all, who responds to that? When I see something like, which TV show best describes your family? I'm not going to participate in that. But apparently some people did. Now, I'm going to give you the four TV shows. Wait till you hear, because they posted the results. Wait till you hear what was the overwhelming runaway winner. Here are the shows. Which TV show best describes your family? Married with Children. By the way, I've never watched that show. The Cosby Show, Modern Family, or Leave It to Beaver. By far, the winner, at double the response as any other show, The Cosby Show. Now, first of all, what family relates to The Cosby Show, black or white? How many households where daddy is a doctor and mommy's
a lawyer? Yeah.
Really? That's the show that most people thought described their family? Was The Cosby Show? See, that's why I don't you got to take that stuff with a grain of salt. I don't put much stock in those things. John Carney has a foundation called Carney's Kids.
I grew Carney here.
Yeah, I know. I'm talking about it. The carneyskids.org. The reason I mention it, he's got this thing coming up. I think it's October 25th, a spooktacular, and it looks really, really good. It's at the Crown Plaza Hotel in Clayton. If you want to check on it, I'm sure he'd appreciate any. They got room for more people. I think it's $75 per person. He's got comedians there. I mean, some pretty decent comedians. Great food. Looks like a good deal. Carneyskids.org, if you want to check that out. Bill Cleveland said something about lying, and it triggered a story that I wanted to pass along to you. And one of these days, we'll do a segment where we'll take calls about pathological liars. I don't know if you've ever known anybody in your family or that you worked with who, honest to goodness, didn't know how to stop lying. Everything out of their mouth was a lie. And I spoke recently with one of our advertisers who was telling me he had an employee years ago that told everybody at work that his wife had cancer. And it was a lie. And he told it to get sympathy. And the boss actually cut him a check because he said before his wife died, he wanted to take his wife and kids to Disney World, that she didn't have long to live. Turns out the whole thing was a lie. He used the money. He didn't go to Disney World. My wife did not have cancer. He used the money to buy drugs and pay off gambling debts.
Oh,
and, of course, he got fired. Check this story. When I was about 18, 19, I tried to go to college. I got kicked out. And that's the truth. I did. I wasn't meant to go to college, but I tried. And I met a guy who lived on a farm. And I don't want to get too specific because he still may be in the area. This was in Illinois. And I remember this guy he loved attention. And he was always trying to make people think he was special or something. So one day, I guess the things were slow in the attention department. So I remember he was kind of gloom and doom and looked kind of sad. And I asked him, I said, man, is everything okay? He said, no, it's not okay. He said, my dad lost both of his legs. And I said, what? Because he lived maybe 3 miles from me. I'd never met his dad, but I knew they had a farm. And I said, oh, my goodness, what happened? He said, a tractor. He was out on the tractor, and it flipped over on him, and it crushed his leg. They had to amputate his legs. Well, the word kind of spread amongst some of the friends of mine, and he never goes, "Did you hear about his dad?" I said, "Yeah, his legs got cut off." So when people lie all the time, I think they forget. They can't keep up with the lies they've told. About 6 months later, he asked me if I want to come out and spend half a day at the farm. He said, "My mom will kill a chicken and we'll have fresh fried chicken." And I remember I watched her kill the chicken. She cut its head off with a hatchet, and man, it was great fried chicken, though. But before dinner, his dad pulls up in a pickup truck and jumps out of the truck, runs over to me. "So, you're Darren's friend." I said, "Yeah, I'm Darren's dad. Nice to meet you." And he said, "I hope you're ready for some good fried chicken." And he just scampers on off to the house. And I looked at him. I said, "Is that your dad?" He said, "Yeah, yeah. I told him about you. He's a good guy." And I said, wait a second. I said, 6 months ago, you said your dad had his legs cut off. And I could tell by the expression on his face, he, honest to goodness, he'd forgotten that lie.
Oh, man.
And he looks at me and he said, I said, "He looks fine to me." And he said, "Those are artificial legs." He couldn't stop lying. Rather than say, "Oh, I made that up," honest to goodness, he said, "Oh, those are artificial legs." They weren't. It's just, I got some other stories someday. Well, someday we'll swap. I'll take calls and we'll swap lying stories. People you work with, you know, these people, like that woman recently said her daughter had leukemia. Remember that? She raised a bunch
sure
of money.
A bunch of
that.
Yeah.
What is it with those people? At my house yesterday, the new Yellow Pages came. How tough would it be to be a Yellow Pages salesman selling advertiser space in the Yellow Pages? Dan, are you with us?
Yes.
No, you weren't. But I picked up that Yellow Pages book, and I thought, do I throw it in the trash or do I keep it? When's the last time you went to the Yellow Pages?
Never. I mean, with the
But I haven't looked in Yellow Pages for 2 years.
I don't even know why they deliver them anymore.
We just got one.
Dan, you weren't listening because I just said they just came out. We just got it. So you're on the phone or something, the personal call. But if you're a salesperson for the Yellow Pages, that's got to be a tough call. "Hi, I'm Jim. I'm with the Yellow Pages." "Yeah. You think about, like to buy an it?" Click.
But I guess for people that,
old people.
You know, older people that still.
But it's real tiny now.
Yeah. Here's a bit of advice. If you still want to keep the business of the older people, how about making the print bigger?
Mm-hmm.
It's too little. They can't read it. Saw Gravity last night. I don't know what to say except all the hype is, I get it. It's not about, to me, even Sandra Bullock's performance, which is okay. It was good. It's about, they could have put anybody in that movie. You're blown away by the special effects.
And they keep saying that George Clooney was okay, but Sandra Bullock will be nominated for an award.
And she probably will. She was okay. But Clooney's not even in it that much. He disappears for most of the movie, but I'm not going to go into
the thing I was most interested in is your wife, because she's has motion sickness.
She saw it in 3D and really didn't have a problem. The only problem she had was the problem I had and our friend that was with us. We were exhausted at the end of the movie. It'll wear you out because you, honest to goodness,
on the edge of your seat.
You feel like you are in that situation and you're in outer space. And it's really, really.
Yeah, Paul Harris gave it a 9. I think.
It's excellent. Peon put a video on our Facebook page of a prank, one of the best organized, best executed pranks on people I've ever seen in my life. And it looks like it's in a coffee house.
Yes.
You got to see. I mean, that's all I'm going to tell you. Facebook.com/AMandThePM. What's the heading on it? How will they know to find it?
It's the very first thing in there. Telekinetic coffee shop surprise. Yeah, that's what it's called.
Prior to the tape videoing the actual pulling the prank, they kind of show you how they set it up. It's really good. You'll like it. I was in a doctor's office this morning. I was in a doctor's office yesterday morning. That's right. I'm falling apart. And here's what I decided. Just like the Yellow Pages, except for very, very old patients, those magazines and doctor's offices, nobody looks at those. Thank goodness for your smartphone, because you can sit there and check mail, play a game.
Candy Crush.
Website. Yeah. Oh, shoot, I haven't done that yet. You know what? I got to hang on.
You haven't played Candy Crush?
No, I'm going to make a note right now on my phone to check Candy Crush.
Have you played it, Peon?
I'm up to level 150.
Holy cow, hang on. Check out Candy Crush. That's how I remember everything.
Yeah, and that's one of those games, too, that you can only play you have lives and you can only play so long, and then it says you have to come back and after 20 minutes and you can play again. It's not something you can just play continuously.
What?
Or you, but the thing is, you have to get friends to send you lives and send you extra.
I can play without other people, right?
Yeah. Yeah, you can. Know. But once your lives are done, you got to wait for your for a while to play again.
Is it addicting like that guy on the phone
sure.
said?
It's one of those
Angry Bird type things?
No, not really. It's like there's a game called Bejeweled Blitz. It's kind of like that, where you line up three things in a row and you try to knock out levels and things like that. Yeah, it's...
I'll check it. I'm going to share the story with you, then we'll get to the joke. This is beyond belief. This story came out, I guess, this morning in Denver. They discovered four young brothers, malnourished. One of these typical feces, urine... filled apartments. It says unbearable odor. The police could barely breathe when they were in there. But get this. The same couple, 7 years earlier, went to the same address where these people had three other young children. Exact same conditions. October of 2006. This will blow you away. October of 2006, the cops go to this couple's house. They had two kids at that time. They were 2 and 4. They were filthy. Their clothes were filthy. They hadn't been fed for nobody knew how long, hours or days. These kids at 2 and 4 didn't even speak. They grunted. They didn't even know how to talk. They hadn't been taught how to talk. There was rotten food, trash, insects in the apartment. And then... while the cops are investigating, one of the parents arrives home with a third child. So there were three kids. That was 06. The kids were taken away from them, placed in care of child services, and their status and whereabouts were not known to the public. They placed them somewhere. Fast forward to 10 days ago. This same couple has three other children. They had more kids, a 4, a 5, and a 6-year-old, and the 4 and 5 and 6-year-old living in feces, urine, squalor, filth, and cannot talk and grunt to each other. The same stinking couple just had more kids and raised them in filth. And they said, the cops said that the kids had their own language, like some kind of animals.
Yeah. That's disgusting.
This is when you execute people like this. They go right to the electric chair. Holy!
How are they not in the system where, were they adopted or?
No. They just had kids and then they didn't give them social security numbers. They don't go to school.
Do they have them at home, I guess?
Yes,
maybe?
They took the dad in and said, hey man, these kids don't even know how to talk. What about school? And he goes, well, I was planning on homeschooling them myself starting next year.
Next year.
4, 5, and 6 can't speak a word. Grunt.
How do people like that?
And they had just done this with three other kids. Unbelievable. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
Now, this is also a joke. Comes around about once a year, usually at a real big sports time like we have now with this fifth game for the division's title. Okay, you know what I'm talking about. It's tonight at 7:07. So here's the setting. It's a packed Busch Stadium. Not a seat to be had. And everybody's pumped and everybody's ready. Fifth game against the Pirates. This is the night. Tonight's the night. And one of the people in Busch Stadium who has a really pretty decent seat, as he gets up to go get something from the concession stand, comes back and looks even down further to the better section, closer to behind the dugout, and sees an empty seat. Now, this is when everybody's in their seats. It's not like the person got up. So he watches the seat, and 2-3 innings go by. The seat's still empty. Nobody's in it. So at one point, when he notices some people have gone to the concession stand and that seventh inning stretch, he goes down, and the guy next to the empty seat, he says, hey, pal, he says, that's quite a seat you got there. I noticed there's an empty seat next to you. This is a big game. Nobody can get a ticket. And then somehow I've been watching, and the seat next to you is empty. Nobody sat in that seat all night. It's a great seat. And the guy goes, yeah, he says, that's
Yeah, he goes, I'm sorry, what? He says, that's my wife's seat. I'm a huge baseball fan, and I finally got my wife into baseball. I have season tickets, and I had two, one for her and one for me, and I never miss a home game. Nothing keeps me away from Cardinal baseball, and my wife had almost He says, oh, man, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to. He said, no, it's all right. He said, she had almost become the fanatic that I am. She was almost as into it as I was. And then the reason she's not hearing in that seat is she was in a head-on collision, got killed. Guy says, man, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I don't mean to be insensitive, but that's a great seat. I'm surprised you didn't. Don't you have other relatives, like a brother or somebody you could have given that ticket to for that seat? He said, yeah, I got three brothers. They live here in town. He's got a sister and a brother. My dad, he's a big baseball fan. He's still in town. My mom, her parents, they're in town. They're big baseball fans too. He says, none of my business. I just don't understand why one of those people didn't use the seat. He said, because they're at the funeral.
Let's get a look at traffic right now and check in with Tim Weiland. Hi, Tim.
Hi, Dan. All right. They were working with this accident. I believe they may have cleared it off to the shoulder now on eastbound 270 near 367. I do see traffic moving through there, but boy, the backup goes all the way through from Missouri Bottom to the Halls Ferries, and then things are moving through 367. And then we have eastbound 44 traffic in that right lane. That was jamming back from the Compton overpass trying to ramp onto Highway 55. Southbound 270, that's pretty well stacked up now, approaching Page down through Doherty Ferry. We do have a report of an accident on westbound 70, the ramp to St. Charles Rock Road, that's got it blocked. Also, there was a stalled vehicle blocking the lanes on the ramp from Manchester to southbound 270. Eastbound 40, that is a mess also. It looks like it's worse than this morning's traffic. You're slow from Boone's Crossing up through Mason. You're heavy again Lindbergh to Big Bend. Southbound 170 was slowing from Page down through Highway 40. And this traffic report is brought to you by Walmart. Did you know that Walmart carries high-quality auto batteries? They even have EverStart Max auto batteries starting at just $84.97. So make sure your car starts the first time, every time. Save money, live better, Walmart. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Next time on the Martin Kilcoin Show.
Winding the week down, and hopefully that means we're getting closer to iconic character Friday. I don't know, last word, Alf. On the fence, the voice of Alf. Hopefully he's with us on Friday. We do know on Thursday, Dan Bova, editor-in-chief, Maxim Magazine, plus plenty of Cardinals conversation. Martin and Randy kicking it off at 10 o'clock.
The Martin Kilcoin Show, weekdays from 10 a.m. until 1 on the Big 550 KTRS, live and local.
Are you between the ages of 25 and 65? Do you need to lose at least 10 pounds? If you answered yes, we're looking for you. We need you to participate in an absolutely risk-free nationwide trial of an extremely potent weight loss supplement. It's called AF Plus. To participate, you must call 1-800-700-5614 in the next 10 minutes. AF Plus is a proven weight loss breakthrough. Take one capsule just once a day as directed, and you can experience maximum weight loss, pounds in days. It's all natural, safe, and healthy. But if your weight loss with AF Plus is too dramatic, please decrease use and only take it every other day. We're so confident you'll lose weight that we'll give you a full-size supply to use absolutely risk-free. We only need 100 more users for this trial, so if you need to lose weight, call immediately to guarantee your participation in this nationwide risk-free trial. Call 1-800-700-5614. That toll-free number again is 1-800-700-5614.
Remember Bob and Sarah, who are suffering from decoratophobia, the fear of making a decorating boo-boo?
That's us!
They flipped through the decorating magazines and watched decorating shows, but none of that cured their bad case of decoratophobia. Then Sarah made a bold decision.
I went to Reinecke Decorating Center.
Yep, she went to Reinecke Decorating Center.
Smart move, because family-owned Reinecke and DePere is the home of decorators select wall coverings. Choose your wall coverings today, take it home and hang it today. And if you don't see your pattern, new patterns are arriving weekly. And if paint is your choice, and you don't see your color in one of over 3,000 Benjamin Moore paint colors, bring your color choice in and Reinecke will match it. Unlike the big box stores, the majority of Reinecke staff members have over 20 years of experience in paint and decorating. And at the Pear location, Reinecke's decorators can help you choose the right color palette, wall coverings, and blinds to help you overcome your decorative phobia.
We're cured! It's a miracle!
Reinecke Decorating Centers has two locations on Manchester Road in the Pear and in Brentwood.
This is Bob Ellman at Golden Oak Lending. History tells us these low mortgage rates can't last. As the economy improves, they will go up.
But they're low today, and Golden Oak Lending can lower your rate to 3.25%.
What about credit cards? Are you paying 10% interest and more? It's time to stop.
Refinance and get cash to pay down your debt. Call Golden Oak at 314-567-GOLD.
Golden Oak Lending, short by blue.
MLS 1149.37, 15-year fixed rate, APR 3.782 with qualified credit. 111 West Ford Plaza, St. Louis, Missouri, 63146.
Good news. The housing market is on the increase, and Golden Oak's mortgage rates are still at historic lows.
Use your home's new equity to pay down credit cards.
Call Golden Oak. We underwrite our own loans. We're FHA and VA approved, and we can help you purchase a home.
Lower your rate to 3.25%. Call Golden Oak, 567-GOLD.
Golden Oak Lending.
If you're one of the millions of Americans with type 2 diabetes, please listen closely to the following message. Have you been diagnosed with type 2 diabetes? Are you having trouble controlling your blood sugar levels? Have you also had a heart attack, stroke, or other circulatory risks? If so, you may qualify for a research study in our area evaluating the cardiovascular safety and effectiveness of an investigational medication for type 2 diabetes. To qualify, you must be 18 years or older, diagnosed with type 2 diabetes, experiencing difficulty managing your blood sugar levels, and have had a previous heart attack, stroke, or are at risk of these illnesses. Qualified participants will receive all study-related care and study medication at no cost. Health insurance is not required. Please call Mercy Health Research at 314-251-8893. Call now, 314-251-8893. That's 314-251-8893.
Are you looking for a great place to hang out with friends, a great place to watch the game of the week, a great place to play video poker, and a great place for great food? I'm talking about the only place in town that has all of those things, plus more. It's Fast Eddie's in Alton. That's right, great food, great beer, coldest beer in town. Now, Fast Eddie's has the video poker. Plus, with that outdoor patio, it's fantastic. When the weather turns a little cool, you can put a sweater on, and they have outside heaters, so you can still enjoy the live music on the weekend, and you can enjoy all the conversation during the week. Fast Eddie's, take 270 North to 367 North, cross over the Clark Bridge, hang a right, and then go left of the light, right on Broadway, two blocks down. Fast Eddie's, Bon Air in Alton. Coldest beer in town, great food, big Elwood on a stick, and don't forget about the new video poker games, plus the outdoor patio. It's Fast Eddie's in Alton. We'll see you there this fall at Fast Eddie's.
Shell V-Power Premium Gasoline removes an average of 60% of performance-robbing gunk on intake valves left by low-quality premium gasolines. Choose Shell V-Power and let the excitement begin.
I'm hungry.
Looking to try a new local restaurant?
Yes, I am.
Search Kuna Foods' new dining website, bestrestaurantsinstlouis.com. That's bestrestaurantsinstlouis.com.
Thanks.
St. Louis Closet Company can organize your master closet, your kids' closet, your pantry, your home office, laundry room, entertainment center, even your Murphy bed. Call St. Louis Closet Company, 314-7 819,000.
Hurry into Sears Auto Center for great deals on America's most trusted battery, DieHard. Plus, take advantage of a free battery check at Sears Auto Center. See store for details.
The Big 550 is your home for everything Mizzou, especially on Mizzou Mondays this fall. Tune in this Monday night from 6 to 9 for Mizzou Monday, live from Friendly Sports Bar and Grill in South City with John Hadley and Jim Huer. We'll recap the last game, preview the next game, and for everyone at Friendly Sports Bar and Grill, we'll have more fun off the air. Mizzou Mondays, live from Friendly Sports Bar and Grill in South City. Brought to you by Ivanovich Vodka, award-winning imported vodka from the Netherlands. Five times distilled and available in straight 80 proof and 10 mouth-watering flavors. And the Big 550 KTRS. We are Mizzou.
Bottle of wine.
true to the pie. When you gonna let me get sober?
I feel like I maybe owe everybody an apology today because I'm sure it's obvious I've not been myself. When I read today that it was official, that...
Are you all right?
Yeah. That Bruce Jenner and his wife, Chris, they officially separated.
No.
It just tore me up.
That makes me sick.
And I have a suggestion for Bruce Jenner if he's looking for work. Get a job as a meteorologist and let him shoot you down where there's a hurricane. It'll look like the wind is so powerful it's stretching your face.
Yeah.
Have him put you into the wind and get a close-up shot, and people go, man, look at that wind. Look how it stretched that guy's face out. That's what Bruce could do. Time to go to Southern California. Check in with Mike Evans, courtesy of Annie Gunn's. Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market in Chesterfield Valley. You got a holiday get-together. You want to do it up real nice? Meet them at Annie Gunn's. Meet your friends there for dinner. Catering. Gift certificates from the Smokehouse. All great ideas from Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. And here is Mike Evans.
Big afternoon, big evening in St. Louis, Louis, homie.
Were you broken up as much as I was about the official...
Don't talk about Bruce and Chris.
Sorry.
Don't talk about it.
Sorry.
Cardinals tonight, big game.
7:07.
Although big, got the... Blackhawks are in town, too, homie.
Uh-huh. You're part of the country. Our game starts at 5:07.
Yep. I'll be watching.
All right.
And the winner gets to lose to the Los Angeles Dodgers.
Listen to that.
I hope it's St. Louis. I hope it's not Pittsburgh.
Well, if we make it tonight, then that's when you and I are going to be settling down to the actual amount of this bet we're going to have.
That's right.
We'll come up with a number.
And we will do that.
All right.
I don't want you getting scared.
No, not
I'm
scared.
In too. I'm in too.
You in?
Yep.
All right.
Don't be frightened.
All right. Go to the bank. You got two people ready to take you on.
I can.
I'll get in it.
All right. That's three.
I can. All right. Pop quiz question. Name the name of the celebrity whose hobby is fly fishing and is a world-class fly fisherman. Harrison Ford, Anthony Hopkins, Liam Neeson. Answer in a minute. Bruce Jenner, I can't talk about it.
No, I know. That's tough.
I can't talk about it.
Go ahead. You'll do it.
Movie news. I already told you about this Princess Di film with Naomi Watts, that it was a bad movie. Now they're coming out of the woodwork in England. People talking about how bad it is. Di's old boyfriend has slammed it. So has the royal family, her friends, even her sons. Yeah, I don't know what they were thinking when they made this movie, but it's not good at all. Princess Di. Most ridiculous quote of the month. Quote, I'm not a sex object, and I hate it when people call me a sex object. It's just not fair. I'm a multi-talented human being.
Who's
end
that?
Quote.
I didn't recognize that impression.
Kate Upton.
Well, I think she's right. I don't think anybody looks at her as a sex object.
Yeah. This is, she said this and got all huffy just as she was coming out of the shooting of the 2014 Sports Illustrated calendar,
yeah,
which she is very, shall I say, scantily clad.
Mm. She has the perfect
birdie. Her screen tests are horrible. I mean, she better be glad that she looks like she does and enjoy it as long as she can, because when she gets to be 40, she'll be playing soccer with them babies, and nobody's going to want to look at that.
I would still.
Yeah. Come on, man. Most ridiculous song lyrics I think I've ever heard. Got a copy of the new Spice Girl, Jerry Halliwell. Her new single. Direct quote. This is the words on the bridge of the song. I give you the finger. You take me to dinner. You're better than chocolate. I'll put you in my pocket.
Well, that's beautiful.
Is that beautiful?
Fantastic.
I thought you'd like that, Franco.
Those are like Lennon McCartney.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah.
If you could get me, what if we get Yoko Ono to sing that?
Oh.
Oh, now there you got something.
Yeah.
Now you got something there, honey.
Oh, yeah.
Odds and ends, hard to believe, but the Hong Kong Disneyland is failing miserably, losing money. My New York affiliate, he says, well, it could be that nobody's tall enough to ride the rides.
Oh. Oh, man.
That's good.
I don't think that's funny.
No. I don't think it's funny either.
A little racist.
Franco.
When Mickey Mouse talks to you, his mouth keeps moving when he's finished talking.
You two must be Asian.
I don't think we needed that, homie.
Racist.
Oh, man.
That'll probably cost... You know, what he just said...
What?
...is going to make St. Louis Cardinals lose tonight.
No.
Hey, you want to hear something interesting, though? And, Dan, I hope you don't mind if I do this, but you want him to lose. Can we talk about it?
I can't believe this.
Dan wore a shirt today, and he says every time I wear this shirt,
as big of a fan as this, just stuns me.
Every time I wear this shirt, they lose. I said, "Then what are you wearing it today for?" And he tells me he's in a band. If they win tonight, this establishment will cancel his upcoming gig for some Cardinal rally something. So he wants him to lose so his band can play.
How selfish are you, Dan?
Yeah, thank you, Mike.
I couldn't believe it.
I'm very selfish.
Well, at least you're honest about it.
You turn against your whole city and your team?
Yes, everybody needs to email Dan.
I'm not turning against the entire city because I know if... So let me put it this way. If they lose tonight, I'm not going to be heartbroken and, oh, my God, devastated.
Because then he gets to play the gig with his band.
So if they win, I'll be happy that they won.
If the venue is listening, I am begging you to just cancel their gig no matter win or lose.
The fact is,
they should cancel your gig because they should now know what kind of anti-St. Louis Cardinal person you've become, and cancel the gig. Say, you know what? Even if the Cardinals lose, we will never have your band play
here. This bar is obviously big Cardinal supporters.
We're back in the kitchen earlier today. He says, every time I wear this shirt, they lose. I said, what? What are you wearing it for? And then he tells me he wants his band to play. I'll tell you, Mike, there's some selfish people in the world.
There really are. Not you, Franco.
No.
You. If Hillary Clinton runs for president, lawyer extraordinaire, Ronan Farrow, who's either Frank Sinatra or Woody Allen's son, you be the judge, will be a big part of her staff. He worked for her the entire time that she was Secretary of State. Guy's a genius. Some jerk keeps defacing John Lennon's star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Mm. It's been happening for the last month. John would have been 73 years old today, by the way.
Wow.
Voice and Blacklist, number one and number two on Monday night, huge numbers. They're both good shows.
Yeah, that Blacklist is terrific.
You like that? I wonder if he's her father.
Boy, that would be interesting. People don't know what we're talking about. Need to watch it because you only need two episodes to get caught up.
Right. Dodgers, as you know, have made it to the national championships, and Danny DeVito and Justin Timberlake, Tom Hanks, Britney Spears, just some of the season ticket holders. But I understand the Dodger front office got over 50 calls in the last couple of days from celebrities now requesting tickets. This is the biggest bandwagon city in the country. I mean, all of a sudden, all these celebrities, oh, yeah, we're big fans. Can we get tickets?
Hey, is Rob Reiner there all the time? Because they showed him a couple times the other night.
Yeah, he's there a lot. There's a whole, I mean, it's unbelievable how many stars are at Dodger games. A lot more than there are Laker games. And you all know about Lakers, although you never see Jack there because he hates baseball.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. He would, I forgot, it wasn't root canal, but something like that he'd rather have and have to go to a baseball game.
Wow.
Finds them boring. Mm. And finally.
No.
I'm still trying to get over Dan.
Yeah.
Turning on his city.
Well, here's the thing.
Sort of a St. Louis Nazi.
Here's the thing. If they lose tonight, you know who every listener is going to blame?
It's me.
No, you know what? I fire him, Franco.
My girlfriend is going to make me take the shirt off because she told me she doesn't want me wearing this shirt. So she'll make me take the shirt off before the game.
You're going to let a woman tell you what to do?
Yes.
Okay.
Who's the fly fisherman? Liam Neeson, Anthony Hopkins, Harrison Ford.
Dan.
Liam Neeson.
Harrison Ford.
I'm going to say Anthony Hopkins.
It's like a national pastime in Ireland where he's from. Liam Neeson.
Told you.
I got a trip.
Who got it?
I did.
You did?
Yeah.
Way to go, Cardinal hater.
Yeah.
40 years I've gone to Ballast Dental Care. I tell people that, and nobody doubts it, because all you have to do is go by there and go, is that true? Has he been a patient for 40 years? And the answer is yes, and every time I'm in there, it's only a couple times a year, I usually meet another patient who's also a listener. That's kind of nice. There's a staff of people at Ballast Dental Care. It's kind of like when we talk about buying a car and the experience is what it should be at Londo. It's the same thing with going to the dentist, except – I don't think anybody has ever thought that going to the dentist should be a pleasant experience, because most people don't have a pleasant experience at the dentist. Well, that means they don't go to Ballast Dental Care. If most people went to Ballast Dental Care, dentistry would have a whole new, well, let's put it this way, reputation, because you ever hear somebody go, well, I'd rather go to the dentist than go through that. Well, again, that's somebody who doesn't go to Ballast Dental Care. I don't mind my next appointment. I already have it set for 6 months from now. You won't either, but you have to make the first one, and they'd love to have you as a new patient. It's at the corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads. It's a wonderful, wonderful dental clinic. All the latest, greatest, this and that, and they have sedation dentistry and all that, but it's the staff that makes the difference. Never again will you dread going to the dentist. BallasDentalCare.com.
All righty, let's check on traffic one more time. Here's Tim Weiland.
Well, I'll tell you, you know, like you said, Dan, there's about 65, 70,000 people, probably even more than that, coming just to be around the stadium and the Scott Trade Center. But, man, oh, man, Highway 40, you are hosed up bad. It is a solid jam almost between coming out of Chesterfield Valley from Clarkson all the way in through Big Bend. What is that, about 10 miles? Southbound 270, you're running stop and go now midway between Page and Olive down through Doherty Ferry. They still have the ramp from westbound 70 onto St. Charles Rock Road shut down due to an accident. It didn't look all that serious. They have the ramp shut, but there may be a fuel spill involved in that curve there, so they have it shut down. Now on northbound 170, your stop and go from Natural Bridge up through Highway 270, they have cleared that accident eastbound 270 at 367. All lanes are now open, so you're slow from 370 through the Halls Ferries, and then you're going to run slow again between Lilac up to the Canal Bridge before things really finally start opening up. Downtown westbound 5570, that's getting a little bit better. You're slowing now from Tudor to the Poplar Street Bridge. This traffic report is brought to you by Walmart. Did you know that Walmart carries high-quality auto batteries? They even have EverStart Max auto batteries starting at just $84.97. So make sure your car starts the first time every time. Save money, live better, Walmart. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Thanks for all the time, Tim. Goodbye.
From ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Authorities don't know why a man started shooting at the federal courthouse.